Pro-CCP members assaulted at least 40 anti-communist protesters during APEC, eyewitness says. At least 40 anti-Chinese Communist Party protesters were subjected to physical attacks during last week's three-day Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders meetings in San Francisco that were attended by Chinese leader Xi Jinping, eyewitnesses say. Qin Chuanchuang, executive director of the China Democracy Party National Committee in New York, said he saw three individuals being assaulted while leaving the protest site. Two were left injured while one of them needed emergency room attention, according to Mr. Zhou, one of those who was attacked and suffered a minor injury. The CCP's tactics. Mr. Qin also joined the protests during the APEC summit. On November 15, pro-CCP thugs attacked protesters, and Mr. Qin was pepper-sprayed by the pro-CCP demonstrators. They came with pepper spray, that meant they were prepared, he told the Epoch Times. The latest attack happened at about 2 p.m. to three protesters, Zhang Kaiyu and Li Delong from China, and Mr. Zhou from Hong Kong. Mr. Zhang, who is in his 50s, and the 74-year-old Mr. Zhou were both beaten. Mr. Zhang was treated at the emergency room until about 7 p.m. that evening. The attackers didn't beat Mr. Li, maybe, because his head was already injured from a previous attack and wrapped with bandages, Mr. Zhou said. A member of the local committee of the China Democracy Party in Los Angeles named Jing Xuanju told the Epoch Times that the attackers were young men dressed in black and tattooed. They are obviously gangsters. I believe the Chinese consulate is behind those thugs, Mr. Jing said. He noted that, judging from how the CCP has dealt with Chinese citizens by inciting rampant violence inside China, and how the Hong Kong police resorted to mob-like tactics and physically attacking protesters during the anti-extradition protests in Hong Kong that started in 2019. Yet it's astonishing to see them employing these thuggish tactics in the United States, he said. Mr. Jing said that for the past couple of years, similar incidents have been occurring repeatedly. Members of organized crime groups would follow and stalk the anti-communist protesters and attack when the stalked ones are left alone. It's a consistent tactic of the CCP, said Mr. Zheng, who finds that the frequency of attacks has been incredulous in the free United States. Mr. Qin finds it hard to agree with how San Francisco police reacted to the violence of the pro-CCP individuals. These pro-CCP individuals in San Francisco are assaulting peaceful protesters with impunity, without facing any consequences or accountability, he said, referring to pro-CCP members physically attacking the protesters from different anti-CCP groups, yet the San Francisco police just turned a blind eye to the violence. The appeasement policy. Earlier, Jieli Jian, a member of the Chinese Democratic Party, also one of the organizers of the anti-communist protests during the APEC summit, was taken into custody while trying to defend himself in a conflict on November 16. Mr. Jie is still awaiting bail. In a statement regarding Mr. Jie's arrest on X, formerly Twitter, the organization stated, SF police was discriminating against the APEC protesters in order to show friendly welcome to Xi's visit. Mr. Jing briefed the Epoch Times on the situation of Mr. Jie, who's scheduled for a court appearance on November 20. Mr. Jing explained that the police seemed to have focused on Mr. Jie, whose bag was searched on November 15 and 16, respectively. He said the CCP had provided false information to local authorities, accusing Mr. Jie of preparing weapons. Mr. Jie was arrested by police outside of the protest area while he was on his way to a nearby restroom. Mr. Qin was commissioned to serve as Mr. Jie's legal representative. He believes that the city adopted an appeasement policy toward the communist regime. San Francisco has fully capitulated to the CCP. They protect the CCP, tolerate and shelter their violence, said Mr. Qin, speaking of the very negative impression the local authorities have of the anti-CCP protesters. Mr. Jing also believes that police enforcement is a form of discrimination based on political perspectives. It is evident that they did not adopt a fair and just approach during law enforcement. We do not exclude the possibility of initiating a civil lawsuit against the San Francisco Police Department to uphold our constitutional rights, Mr. Zhang said. The San Francisco Police Department didn't respond by press time to a request by the Epoch Times for comment. Hua Zhongning, Yi Ru, and Luo Ye contributed to this report.